Star Wars and the TV shows MacGyver and The Price is Right. Please feel free to write me. I love you, Carrie. So, what do you think? Should I marry him? Are you an optimist like Marie MacDonald? Come on, I want to get old with someone, not because of them, and I already have such a huge head start. A Spy in the House of Me. Before I wrap up, I'd like to share some of the wisdoms that I've learned from going through all this nonsense. First one, resentment is like drinking a poison and waiting for the other person to die. Saying you're an alcoholic and an addict is like saying you're from Los Angeles and California. Now, some of the wisdoms I have, I've gotten from my grandmother, my mother's mother, the closet locker, who taught me a fly is as likely to land on shit as it is on pie. Which is true, if you think about it. She also said, cry all you want, you'll pee less. I don't know if this is true. But the main thing I learned all by myself, I needed no help. I learned not to get my tongue pierced. Because if you're getting your tongue pierced for the reason why I think you're getting it pierced, and you're not good at that thing to begin with, no little piece of jewelry's gonna save the day. I was talking to a priest friend of mine recently, as one does, and I was telling him how I was scheduled to meet with my daughter and her shrink the following week. It's going to be so difficult, I moaned. He shrugged. You've done difficult before. Well, who hasn't done difficult before? As I mentioned earlier, I turned 52 this year. And by the way, did you hear that they just made an announcement that 52 is the new 32? Or the new black. And I like to think of myself as a threshold guardian. There, but for the sake of me, go you. Now, if I've forgotten to tell you anything in these pages, it could be the ECT, could be bad memory, getting old, or it could be 'cause there's just too much stuff stuck in my head. Now, Sherlock Holmes believed that the brain can only hold just so much information, so if he ever learned anything that was useless to his profession, he set about systematically to try to forget it. I like to quote fictional characters because I'm something of a fictional character myself, but my point is that I have something stuck in my brain, and because it's in there, I frequently get lost on my way to people's houses. I always forget people's names, and I leave my stuff everywhere so my husband dictator has to pick up after me. And, at times, I forget parts of my show, which is how this whole thing got started. So now, I've written it down at least. Anyway, the following is the something that I have stuck in my brain, which I go about trying to systematically forget publicly here in these pages. And if you understood that, you're in desperate need of medication. It's a poem. Yes, as you probably guessed, a poem by George Lucas. General Kenobi, years ago you served my father in the Clone Wars. Now he begs you to help him in his struggle against the Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. I have placed information vital to the survival of the rebellion into the memory systems of this R2 unit. Proper copper coffee pot. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see this droid safely delivered to him on Alderaan. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. I can't forget that stupid fucking hologram speech. That's why I did dope. Author's note. One of the things that baffles me, and there are quite a few, is how there can be so much lingering stigma with regards to mental illness. In my opinion, living with manic depression or depression takes a tremendous amount of balls. Not unlike a tour of duty in Afghanistan, though the bombs and bullets in this case come from the inside. At times, being mentally ill can be an all-consuming challenge, requiring a lot of stamina and even more courage. So if you're living with this illness and functioning at all, it's something to be proud of, not ashamed of. They should issue medals along with the steady stream of medications one has to ingest.
Wishful Drinking was written and read by Carrie Fisher. It was recorded by Mitchell Linskoog at Video Box Studios in Los Angeles, with editing and post-production by Frog Pond Productions. Terry Hogan was the mix engineer. The associate producer was Amri Klimchak. The director was Fred Sanders. Wishful Drinking was produced by Elisa Shokoff. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Wishful Drinking is available in hardcover from Simon & Schuster.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.